Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's always good to welcome a celebrity like Brian Jones back to the A for the SEC championship game. Brian Jones, you watch him on CBS, guys, SEC on CBS. BJ, man, appreciate you jumping on. I know it's been a busy day. You guys are getting all your stuff done for tomorrow, so thank you for finding some time for us. Man, listen, everybody's on Georgia, right? Everybody thinks this is just going to be a rout. Tell me why it's not going to be, Brian Jones. Why should I believe LSU's going to hang with this Georgia football team?
Well, first of all, I was making a valiant effort to come hang out with you guys there at Twin Peaks because they have some dynamite food, not to mention those fine river hip things walking around as well. So I was trying my best to fight that Atlanta traffic, but the Atlanta traffic won.
Thank you, bro.
To answer your question, I think LSU can hang because they have a quarterback that can give you fits with his wheels. Now, he's a little dinged up after that defeat in College Station last weekend, but he still remained in the game and finished that contest. But there's no doubt he's not 100%. But if he can come in and just somehow be somewhat of a dual threat, that has always given any defense issues, as he did versus Alabama. And they've got some talent. They're a young team, and that's why you have uneven performances such as the one last week in the loss to Texas A&M. And defensively, I think their secondary can hang. I'm a little worried about their front. They got a couple of big boys up there, 92 ball, but that Harold Perkins Jr., I'm sure you guys have seen him. He's a cheetah at that linebacker position, a true freshman. The guy can fly around. And it's going to be difficult to control him. He'll probably be spying on Stetson Bennett, make sure those quarterback runs are kept to a minimum. And then offensively for LSU, those freshman bookends and that offensive line, can they handle Jalen Carter and everything else that Georgia brings to bear? It's duty. I think Georgia wins the game. I just hope it's a competitive affair. LSU, man, when they're on, they can play some pretty good ball, but we know Georgia, they'll slap a knot on your forehead.
No, ladies, put your tops back on. Brian's on the phone. Brian's not coming. He's not here.
Why you gonna tease me like that, man?
And by the way, the A team is here. I'm not even kidding, Brian. I mean, it's just like Charlie's. It's almost, I feel like Morris Day in Purple Rain. I want to see some shaking. It is our man Brian Jones from CBS. He's with us here on the Wade4.com hotline. The elusive Brian Jones. Someday we'll see him face to face again, Carl.
Yeah, bro.
All right, B. What do you make of Georgia? The topic today with all our experts, and we've been yapping about it all week, Brian. Yes, Georgia can get down for the bad teams, but they always seem to rise to the occasion. So do you see them putting a big number up? And do you see them in the playoff, about any of those matchups, getting back to what we're used to seeing against Oregon and Tennessee?
Well, you have to give those other teams credit as well, man. They come to play, and last week they gave up a touchdown in the first quarter for the first time all season. And at times Georgia Tech was able to move the ball. But what Georgia did, and the great ones do, is they have different facets to their game. And Georgia just said, we're going to just smash the hell out of y'all. And especially there in the second half. Now, they threw the one long touchdown pass to McIntosh on the wheel route. But other than that, it was between the tackles, man. They just ran through Georgia Tech. So whatever is required, they are able to tap into their toolbox and find it and get the job done. Yes, sometimes you do play down to your competition. And playing down to Georgia Tech, they still beat them, what, by 30 points? So right. That's not bad, too bad of a deal if you're playing down. And you're not going to always bring your A game. You got to be able to win with your B game, sometimes even your C game. But they find ways to win. They'll be ready for this game. They haven't had much luck in the SEC championship game, losing their last three. And they know what LSU did to them the last time they met up in this ball game as well. That was the Joe Burrow group, and it wasn't pretty. So, you know, a few guys are remaining on that team that witnessed that. And so I think Georgia will be come fully loaded and ready to play. But I think LSU will as also, because that was a classic look ahead last week there in versus Texas A&M, man. They were not inspired, but they will be more inspired and committed in this affair tomorrow.
BJ, let's get your thoughts on these other games, man. I'm just curious what you think. You'll get a chance to watch Brian tomorrow on CBS, SEC on CBS. I am not compelled with the Clemson-North Carolina game. Tell me why. I mean, I've not been enamored with Clemson all season. And then tonight we got the Pac-12 championship. I like USC, but it was a great game, and Utah won last time. And then you look at, you know, the other conference championship game in the Big 12. Listen, TCU is really good, B, and that's hard for us to say. You know what I'm talking about. TCU is really good, man, and I think they've got a really good shot to surprise people and get some revenge on K-State, but more importantly, get into the college football playoff. What do you think about all these championship games?
I was surprised TCU posted 60-something on the Big 12's best defense, Iowa State, last week. So as a team that has been knocked and all the pundits are looking for them to be the first to fall out of that top four, because of the manner in which they've won games. And they came back in every game it pretty much, other than last week. And I played on a team that got out of the gate slowly. And, you know, we ended up number three in the nation. So there's nothing wrong with getting out of the starting slow. But you find a way to win, as we were just discussing. I think TCU will win. It'll be a better game than the last time. Remember, Kansas State got out 28 points and didn't score anything in the second half. As far as UNC and Clemson, you want to see some ugly quarterback play? Well, that'll be DJ Uiagalelei, who can't get right. And you want to see some ugly defense? That'll be UNC's defense, because right. They couldn't stop a nosebleed with a bag of ice, man. I think Clemson will win the game because of Shipley and their defense. But Drake May is the truth at that quarterback position, although his numbers have been a little lackluster here of late in the last couple of ball games. And so USC and Utah, you're right. What a heck of a game that was. And Caleb Williams put on a show last week versus Notre Dame, and I think he will again, as he did in the first installment of this matchup. And they've been running the ball, even though they lost Travis Dye, the transfer from Oregon, a couple weeks ago. This Austin Jones, man, they gave Notre Dame some of their own medicine just running straight at them. And their defense is playing better. But Utah, they won't just, you know, fall down and let USC have their way. If Cam Rising can stay away from the turnovers, they have a good chance. And he put on a show in the first game, and of course had that big play on the two-point conversion, and he had over 400 yards of offense. So, but I think USC wins that one. I think Clemson will win versus UNC and TCU and K-State. That should be a good one, but I'm going with the Frogs.
It is our man, Brian Jones. He is the Dolomite of the SEC and CBS. He joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Hey, Brian, were you as surprised? Were you as surprised as we were? Because if anybody does fall, those teams you just mentioned, TCU, USC, Ohio State is set to poise to jump. But were you as surprised how Michigan just came in there and beat them with a passing game, amongst all things?
No doubt. And it's not so much the passing game, the running game. Let's just be honest. Ohio State is devoid of athleticism on the defensive side of the ball. Other than that number 44, Tui Moloau, they don't really have a lot of athleticism on that side, man. And that's why Michigan was able to run through them, even after losing their signature running back, Blake Corum, who's now out for the season. You've got an injured Donovan Edwards. The young buck comes in, and he runs for over 200. And he wasn't touched, guys. The dude was not touched on those 75, 85-yard runs, and Michigan just mashed him. And so I was surprised at that. The passing, not so much. Yeah, you're surprised when guys are running scot-free, as they were in Ohio State secondary. But Maryland, the week prior, put 370 on them through the air. So that wasn't too much of a shock. I was just surprised that they gave up the goods on the ground.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.